Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Tuesday morning. Sam Speck, Deborah Woodall with you, as well as joined in studio by Director of the Montgomery County Emergency Management, Rick Whitson. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
As Rick, we have spoken over the phone on, I believe, just one occasion, but we have never gotten to do a face-to-face interview. So I'm glad you are in here, and I wish it was on a little bit of a lighter subject.
Yeah, different circumstances. Of course, in your role as Director of Emergency Management, you recently also, the County Commission bestowed you with the title of you're kind of the fire chief of the various rural fire departments.
Yes, District 1 fire chief.
So that's who all does that include?
There's 7 volunteer fire departments. There's 3 on the south end and 4 on the north end. So there's Sycamore, Deering, Tyro, Liberty, Independence, Cherryvale, and which one am I forgetting?
Havana.
Havana, thank you. Yes.
There you go. So, okay. So you've got a lot of communities that you're involved with now through their volunteer fire departments, and you previously were a firefighter exclusively, right?
Right. I was a career firefighter for Independence for nearly 20 years. 13 of those years, I was a captain.
Okay. And then the guy who was in your role, Sean Wallace, became the fire chief at Independence, and you became the
emergency
yeah. management guy.
Right.
So you guys kind of traded places, so to speak.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
It worked out well for both of us.
Everyone's happy, and we like that. So, you know, one thing that recently happened, though, that a lot of people in your line of work are feeling a lot of grief right now, because one of your own, a firefighter, was one of the victims of that deadly plane crash that happened Saturday morning, over in Ponca City. And Nicholas Warner was with the Sycamore Fire Department. And, of course, he had his 2 sons and his father, Bill Warner, and Tim Valentine, also from Independence. They were all in a plane together, and had apparently gone over for the fly-in breakfast they do the first Saturday of the month there in Ponca City. You knew all of these men.
I did. It was devastating news, no doubt. I think there's a lot of people that will be grieving for a long time.
Yeah, it's just kind of unbelievable for something like that to happen like it did, and a lot of questions remain. Of course, the NTSB and FAA are still investigating the plane crash, and it could be a while before we know exactly what happened. The NTSB moves very slowly on these things and very deliberately, wanting to make sure they do a good investigation. Nicholas, you had worked with since you'd become the district fire chief.
Yep, I would say about 5 months I've known Nick.
But you're familiar with his family, mom, his dad.
Known his family for many years. His mom, Brenda, was just a year behind me in school, so I've known her for most of my life. Yeah. It's a tragedy, and the Sycamore firemen are much closer to this than I am, especially the chief in Sycamore, John Adams. You know, John has many associations with the family, and I've talked to him several times, and he's devastated, as one would expect.
Yeah. And many of us, you know, we certainly feel for this family. I mean, to lose 4 members of your family and a really good friend in Tim Valentine, you know, you just really, it's a heavy loss for the entire community, but especially for the Warner and Valentine families.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. And there's really not much anyone can do. You know, I feel like any words kind of fall short. So I haven't really tried to contact the family or tell them anything. all I've really done is try to start the GoFundMe account for the unborn baby and for the wife Nick left behind.
Yeah. And people may not be, not everyone may be aware of this, but Nicholas's wife was is expecting a child. So, you know, for people who are looking for a way to kind of reach out and help, you've established this GoFundMe page.
Yes, and Nick was a prominent member of the Sycamore Fire Department. He was actually the board rep. So we have a board meeting once a month that the division chiefs of all those various departments meet with me once a month, and Nick represented Sycamore. So I was around Nick quite often, and Nick was very quiet, but he was a very nice and approachable guy, easy to get along with. So I really want to do something for the family because I like to think of it as how would I want it to be if it were the other way around. I would want someone to do something for my pregnant wife.
Yeah, and there will be, of course, a lot of funeral expenses, but then with a new baby comes even more expenses after that. So it's really a nice way to let her know that, the community cares and we're here to support you.
And I don't know their financial situation, but I certainly wouldn't want to complicate the grief with any financial burden on their part. So anything would help.
Okay. So if anyone wants to help contribute to this GoFundMe account, how can they do that, Rick?
Just look up my Facebook page. And I've posted it on my Facebook page, the link. So it's very easy. Just go to Rick Whitson's Facebook page, and it'll be the Montgomery County Emergency Management page as well. And then there's a link on there that you can just tap on. It says donate.
Okay. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Rick Whitson, it's RickWhitson, Whitson. It's got the H in there. So, people can't see your shirt on radio. So we want to make sure they're getting the correct Rick Whitson for the Facebook search when they go in and type that in and look for that GoFundMe page. Because, Southeast Kansas, Montgomery County, I mean, we're a very giving, caring community. We don't always get credit for those attributes, but we do have them.
We do, and I started the GoFundMe account last night about 4 o'clock, so it didn't have a lot of time to gain traction, but there's about $900 in there so far, so I mean it's a good start in less than the first day.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, any amount anyone can give will help, and it goes a long way to saying to that family that we're thinking about you, and we do support you.
Yeah, I would like to make a statement to the family from the community that we care.
All right.
Yeah, and I think it also shows kind of a bigger level of it as well, because I have a friend actually training to be a fireman, and he says there's a different level of kind of camaraderie between the guys. You guys spend a lot of time with each other, and it's everybody can feel for this family, but it goes above and beyond to actually take the action to create something. And I kind of think that is, and maybe kind of explain a little further that, because you obviously being the district fire chief, you go around quite a bit to a lot of these stations, and you can see that it is a family within a family inside those fire stations.
It's an overall brotherhood, but each station is a family. That's true.
Yeah, and I think it just kind of goes to show that on a deeper level of what they do on a daily basis, risking their lives and then having to, still have open arms and have that camaraderie. It's exceptional. And then to be able to give back in the manner that you are, I give, tip of the cap to you, I guess, proverbial. So I appreciate it. And again, even if it's 50 cents, if it's a dollar, whatever it is, we can all feel for him, but it's taking that extra step to take the action to get it.
Yeah. And, as you mentioned, I mean, it's hard not to be close to those that, I mean, these guys, a lot of times they are together for hours and hours you know, fighting really for their lives sometimes with huge grass fires that you see in rural areas, and protecting property, and certainly protecting all of us. Often the first responders when there's a car wreck or a medical emergency, it's the fire department that gets there first, and that cannot go unnoticed. And the type of people who have a heart to do that are very, very rare and special people. And then, you know, like here in Coffeyville, I mean, they work 24-hour shifts. They sleep in the same space. They eat together. I mean, it is very much a family within that firehouse. So,
and you know,
our appreciation to all those firefighters.
I've always felt like volunteer firefighters were underappreciated. You know, I spent my career, I was paid to do what I did. And these guys are doing it for virtually nothing. They get out of bed in the middle of the night and they run calls, and they don't get the money that I got. They don't get overtime. And they also spend a lot of time that paid firefighters don't, working on the trucks, working on the station. They volunteer a great deal of time that's not just running calls. They maintain the station, the apparatus, the equipment, and they do all that on their own time. So the volunteer firemen are greatly underappreciated. I don't think most people understand that what they dedicate to the service.
And that is very true. And they are, you know, they play such an important role in these smaller communities, especially. I mean, even Caney's volunteer fire department, Cherryville. I mean, they're there, they're raising money, they're working, and like you said, you know, they get out in the middle of the night. It's a passion for them, and mm-hmm. they really, you know, like I said, there's a special heart there and a deep caring.
And Nick was a standout among the volunteers. He started when he was 16 years old. As soon as he was able to get on the department, he did. And he dedicated a lot of time, and they relied on him up in Sycamore. So Nick was an exceptional person, even in a volunteer realm.
All right. Well, if anyone can help with a GoFundMe account for Nicholas Warner's wife and their child who is on the way, we would encourage you to do that. They did, you know, in addition to Nick, his two sons, his father and friend Tim Valentine died in that deadly plane crash over at Ponca City. The Warners, I understand, also have another daughter. So there is a another child in that family. So if you can help, go to Rick Whitson's Facebook page, and you'll find a link to the GoFundMe account that has been established for Nicholas's wife and their unborn child. So we encourage you to do that if you can give. Rick Whitson, thank you for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We're always happy to have you, Rick. Stop by anytime.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.